Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
That's Walsh.
How we doing?
We're podding, baby.
Sunday night. We've been prepping for the pileup. Pileup's coming. Pileup's close. Now we have to record the night of the games. One day off. Next game week on Tuesday. How does it feel?
It's great. I love fantasy.
Fantasy. Friendly mates loving fantasy Premier League. Yeah.
How about you? How does it feel for you all?
I'm a little overwhelmed, not going to lie.
Okay.
Just coming in. But it's also, it's like a nice thing that I have to, my deadline is just basically tomorrow. I just have to make my move instead of like being like, oh, let's pot again on Thursday, figure out my moves. It's just like, whatever I'm thinking.
Yeah, I almost made moves today, but I didn't. I waited for this.
I'm surprised you didn't treat us with like a cheeky 12er or maybe an 8er or something like that.
Well, I didn't go high enough last week. I didn't do Foden to Jota, so fuck me.
Six moves for a historic minus 16.
Only got 9 out this week.
What happened?
All I needed.
What happened? The 8 was a shocker. And then the 16 was just some level of self-destruction that I wasn't ready for. I didn't see coming.
I hit the self-destruct button. That's what I did. It's like fucking Voltorb, just self-destruct, suicide. Well, you know, I did the early 8 because I never do. I don't think I've done moves on like
Sunday, Monday,
in 3 years.
Yeah,
like honestly, I think it's been literally years.
We both never do it.
Yeah, so of course when I do, tears his ACL. No question about that. So the 12 for Alonso was already written, but basically, I was then just looking at my team, you know. Livermento had Liverpool and then really bad fixtures, and he just seemed like a really bad option. And I backed myself into my team structure. So I was thinking, like, what's the point of not, like, why would I not get someone who is somewhat decent, you know? So I had no money, really. And Lamptey, I mean, I took a minus 16 for Lamptey.
On the team you hate and a player that we just like never expect to last past 45 minutes. But that was actually like the best move in a one-week vacuum. That was the best of all the moves.
He
banks his clean every game at 70.
He was playing striker.
He plays Reece James winger.
Insane. Yeah. He was playing as forward. Like he was just playing like Alonso, exact same Alonso, like second forward runner from the other side. It was insane.
You can actually see it like on the, I don't always look at them, but I sometimes look at the like pass maps and Brighton's shape was just a 4-3-3.
Get the ball to Lamptey.
Yeah, like the back, right. That was the back five, quote unquote, was a four. Kukurea was left back, Veltman was right back, and Lamptey was just right wing.
Right wing. Yeah. He was playing right wing the whole game. He was so good. So I'm very happy I did that at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I mean, obviously it was a complete nightmare. There's no question. I mean, Kane and Son, like, come on. it's just the things just keep happening, you know? So that's okay.
So how'd you feel when you woke up and you saw the canceled news? Match
canceled. I thought it was a joke. I mean, the Discord's such a nightmare, like usually. And you know, people are just like saying stuff that's just so obnoxious, you know. It's like the lack of self-awareness is off the charts. It's just the internet chat room trolling everyone. And so I was just like, that was upsetting me more than usual. But you know, just the concept of a game in November being canceled because it's snowing, instead of just using common sense and, oh, we'll do 3 hour delay it by 3 hours, or, you know, it's,
One fucking hour. Like,
yeah,
that's what blew my mind. Is the first half of City was a fucking blizzard. The second half of Leicester was a fucking blizzard. The other halves weren't. Like, that's how long the storm lasted.
Yeah.
It was a 45-minute long blizzard. And then,
so, you know, it's Burnley. Of course it's Burnley. You know, as if I needed more reasons to hate Burnley more than I already did.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are just so many things conspiring all the time. And I love it. I'm here for it. So I'm ready to see how bad my team does this midweek.
Yeah.
We'll all find out together.
Yeah,
I'll dance for all of you listeners, as I have been doing, and I will continue to do.
Truly embracing the court jester mentality. And then we're going to pod again on Thursday, because then there's another game week on the weekend, so it's just madness right now.
What about you?
I went the other way. I got rid of my Brighton guy, my Cucurella 9-pointer out for Alonso, so... Obviously.
He also, I mean, at bonus points, you know, we could talk about bonus points, but he was not really near attacking points.
Yeah.
It was just all these defensive actions.
Yeah, like, that was part of why I was okay getting rid of him, because he really is just like a clean sheet. Like, he's good on bonus, don't get me wrong, but anytime Brighton score, if they ever score again, which is maybe a big if that I should have considered more, he probably won't get bonus because, you know.
You know what? They need to get Bumo.
Oh my God.
Is there a better fit?
Bumo, Timo, Trossard, and Bumo Neil.
On the same team?
No, you need
destroying Neil. Crossbars.
It's like a variation on fuck, marry, kill. It's like World Cup final. You have a player through on goal, one on one with the keeper. Like, do you want Bumo, Timo, Neil, or like Joe Linton? It's just like, that's a tough one. That's a really tough one.
Yeah.
But so I did that move, -7 on the week. But, you know, long term, hopefully Alonso keeps starting and I think the points will come.
I would definitely marry Joel Linton. Definitely.
And then, so I got 59. I had a good week, above average, up 80K. I mean, my rank still sucks. It's like, I feel like I'm doing well. My rank keeps going up. You know, 6 out of the last 7 game weeks are green arrows, and I'm still 413K overall. It's just like so stupid, but
yeah. But you know that is, you are in a good position, like to be able to get in the hot top 100K in the next like 8 game weeks is doable, and then you know you don't know from there. So
yeah,
I think you're in a really good position because your team is good.
My team's good,
you know, mostly, and. Yeah, you just keep doing steady things. You know, you've just been doing fine. So you should be able to have an actual good year for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I only made one move. I floated the other, so I'm still on 2 frees. And I have some bad players. Speaking of, you know, Bumo just keeps blanking. Wolves are sputtering in the good fixtures. You know, fucking double Man City clean wipe with the literal last kick of the game.
That was a big tilter.
You love to see it.
Fernandinho just complete took it off.
I don't even know who to even blame. That's a one.
I blame him.
It's just a one in a trillion shot, though. Also,
yeah, but it should one in a trillion never have happened. He just was lackadaisical on the chest, and he should have just chest clear immediately.
It's sort of been their problem in all of their like last minute clean wipes. It just seems like a lack of concentration or something.
Yeah, well, I mean,
whether
it's
Ederson or Stoney or Laporte or Dino, it's like.
I mean, the second goal like allowed the lack of concentration, but it's also a tilt when he comes in for fucking 10 minutes. Like, switch on. Like, don't switch off. How about don't switch off for 10 minutes? You don't play for a month.
I know.
It's, you know, it was so annoying.
You know, especially, like, I feel like Cancelo is still probably kind of under-owned, and the double up with Diaz is definitely, like, you know, differential worthy. Like, that's not that
Cancelo,
popular.
Yeah. Consola was on 7 before. So,
you know, that would have been fucking... I would have had a huge week. I would have gone up like another 100K or something like that, probably.
Yeah, that was 9 points you dropped.
Yeah, so that was really fucking annoying. I didn't even see it. I went to take a nap at like the 85th minute. Wake up and Derek's like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, oh my God.
That was a mistake.
All right, let me
update
Maybe
it wasn't a mistake.
Maybe it was me, you know, jinxing it. Putting, you know, lighting the scar too early. Let me update the leagues. Shout out to three Mug League Prize League leaders for November. One game week to go. Brian Van Bingelhosen still in first, a.k.a. Toss My Salad. Brian Dickinson, a.k.a. The Brian Attack in second. And Kieran Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. Giving It the Big End in third. And then shout out to the leader of the Public League, Brendan Lane, a.k.a. Yes. He's up to 21st overall. Team name, Yes. Do with that what you will. Yeah, just he's just a he's a yes man, you know?
Straightforward, to the point.
Where to begin? You know, we got Jeff asking for Burnley hate, and we got Johnny Forrest who followed up and said, should we be careful about getting players in for Burnley games because they're an incompetent fucks that apparently don't know about undersoil heating yet? Any additional words you want to throw on Burnley, or should we just, you know, did we do that already?
I mean, there's so many different lines of, you know, thinking that you can just go down like rabbit holes. It's just, I mean, to me, I still feel like the most sensible read on this is that they have like starters missing due to suspension, and they would rather do that against a shitty team like Wolves than a bad team like Spurs.
You know, I was wondering like, what word you were going to use for Spurs.
That's just like the competitive edge that Dyche saw or something. I mean, it's just, it's really baffling.
The thing that I don't understand as a follow-up to that is that Dyche and Burnley famously, when they play, you know, the Liverpools, the Cities, whatever, don't water the pitch. They just want it to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Just can't pass the ball. I would think they would love a snow
game.
Don't even shovel. Just a fucking 5 inches of snow. Yeah. No one can move. Yeah. Dream.
Good point. Yeah.
So I was just like, what is that? He's like makes a scene of like, comes out, he's not even wearing a jacket, he's like a hard man. It's like,
yeah,
well, play the fucking game then, Sean. You know? I don't know.
We
can move on from them, but yeah, it was
just too upsetting.
It was just so stupid. But maybe we talk about Man City. Do it, Adman and Bill all asking what to do with Foden in a run of dense fixtures. And who to go to from Foden. Is there anyone other than Bilva and Gundo, or is that overthinking it? And you've all said, are either of you hot for Bernardo yet? So, yeah, I think Bilva and Gundo are getting like a lot of interest right now. And I don't know what the hell's up with Foden. We're not getting any truth, obviously, with whatever's happening with him.
Yeah, I mean, not being on the bench, I think, is a really big indicator. I mean, he wasn't on the bench midweek, but you know, it sounds like he's still just doing individual stuff. I don't know if he's doing team training, but we obviously aren't going to get anything by like today, tomorrow, whatever. No. The game, I mean, the deadline's in 2 days. So, you know, that's an issue. I thought that it was just bullshit and he was in a play. Like, because it was, an important game. You know, they're like fucking 2 points clear of them, basically. Yeah. You know, it was a really big game. And I thought he was just being kind of protected midweek because he still played, by my eye, 100%. You know, he got subbed early, obviously, but he wasn't showing any signs like of injury.
Yeah, it was like nothing. Yeah.
He didn't come off like at half or anything. He just got subbed early against Everton, you know, last weekend. So that was my going into it. I was like, oh, he's just going to start. Like Pep's just being fraudulent like he always is.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, just not on the bench. So, yeah, I feel like it's not a great hold, but, you know, you could also show me a team where it's like, yeah, you know, if he doesn't play, you get this good defender off the bench instead. Like, you're fine. So maybe you do. But, I mean, other than Jota, there isn't an obvious, like, great pick in the below Foden price bracket. So if you already have Jota, you know, I would be more inclined to hold him, I guess, but I'm not. I don't know. What do you think about it?
As we always say, it's a very hard one because it's so team dependent. Like if, like you said, like some people are three players deep on their bench and they're gonna get like, you know, Gallagher or something auto subbed if Foden doesn't play, and it's like, well, that's great. You don't have to worry about it. He's still a good pick, but yeah, I mean, I agree with you on the Jota point. I'm definitely Gundo curious. I mean, he could have had a lot more points. He finished with a double return in 13. He could have had like another assist or two. He just seems to me.
His assist was kind of bullshit.
It was, yeah, it was. But he assisted, you know, the one off the post and yeah. something else that was really close. And I just think, like, you know, we knew the finishing run that he went on last year was unsustainable. That was just obvious. But he's still basically doing the same shit with Kev out. And this seems like their best midfield by a mile to me. Just the Rodri, Gundo, Bilva, it just functions so well. Bilva and Gundo can both do everything that he asks of a free eight on both sides. They both do a lot of work defensively also. And yeah, I mean, he's just going to keep popping up with goals here and there, I feel like. And he's probably on pens. You know, there's not that many pens this year, but it helps. And I just feel like he's going to run him into the ground until he can't run anymore. And they, you know, they don't really have bad fixtures until Chelsea in game week 22, which, you know, they fucking dominated Chelsea last time they played him. So I don't even know if it's bad. I do like Gundo. I do.
Yeah, no, those are all really good points for Gundo. I like him more than Bernardo for sure. He's just, you know, stats are just better, and he gets in the central positions like more. He's just,
yeah.
Bernardo does a lot more, I feel like, of like the workman things, like to pull the ball out wide and do that kind of stuff. And, you know, he really gets like a chance a game, and, you know, he's not going to get the volume. You know, he's obviously a really good player IRL, yeah. but for FPL, it just doesn't really do, you know, enough of the attacking action, final actions to be a good option for fantasy in my view. But I think Gundo is, especially, you know, while Kevin's out, Phone's out, Jack's out. I mean, they look, he have like no players. Their yeah. bench was really shocking, you know, for City, but they just don't have really like player. They have like fucking Palmer.
And Torres has drama Torres too. Out. He's like asking to go to Barcelona or some shit.
In January. They don't have a lot of options. You know, McAtee and Palmer are like legitimate startable. They might start games, you know, in the next month. So, you know, while that's happening, you know, and Kev is still riddled, and, you know, Jack looks like he's, you know, weeks away, not days. Yeah, Gundo should be playing enough to be a good option. 7-2. So
yeah, I might be going to him. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's definitely an interesting option.
Yeah, he's like mastered that role of just being like the late runner and getting the one huge chance like centrally in the box.
Yeah, I mean, they just take turns like playing four up top basically, and they always have, you know, either Foden or Raz or Mahrez or whoever like as the wide men, and then the players, you know, taking turns going central are, you know, is Bilv, you know, Rodri sometimes even, and Gundo. And you know, as long as that's happening, then they'll be getting, you know, they'll be getting chances. So
yeah, and like you said, the numbers are just not even remotely close. You know, Gundo shoots more than twice as often as Bilv, and the XG is significantly higher for Bilv. Even the XA is significantly higher
for Gundo.
For Gundo. Yeah. You know, so it's really not close. So yeah, I'm into that.
But the other thing, though, too, about City, though, is, I mean, this isn't like Liverpool. I mean, they're not, you know, four or five goals this this year at all, really. They're just controlling games and just kind of passing it around. And, you know, they create a chance every, you know, like 10 minutes or so. And they just, like, metronome monotonously lull the game to sleep kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like, oh shit, you know, let's get as many City attackers as we can. You know, you can have one, none. Like, I don't think it's like in years past where it's like, holy shit, if you don't have like two City attackers for this like good fixture block, you're fucked at all, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's picking up from last year where they did that. They're like, meticulous is a good word that you use. They just are like I don't know. Liverpool's like a hack and slash. There's blood everywhere. Axe murderer. And City just are
too much.
Freaky, creepy serial killers who are like clean with everything. But yeah, 7-2. I like it. There's not that many picks that I like right now. Let's talk about Liverpool. Only one question. Brian said, quick pool questions. Normally the Merseyside Derby is shit for FPL, but are Everton so bad now that you'd cap? They're playing Everton this week. And is Jota kind of bad for Mo? I think the latter has a more creative role now, but I need Alon's input. Also, just throwing in Trent is also outscoring Mo in three straight games, which is interesting.
Well, Trent was the worst player on the pitch for Liverpool last game.
But Mo.
I mean, Mo Kanat, did create... Mo,
that right side of like Mo, Kanate, Trent, Kanate were bad. Yeah.
Mo did create like yeah, you, though. You know, yeah, I mean, he was still very lively and active. I thought he was good.
Yeah, I guess it's like, it's all relative. Because for him, he was bad, but for a normal player, he was really good still.
He was doing a lot.
Is Jota bad for him? I mean, you could make the case. I haven't like looked at the historic numbers of when they play together. I'd be surprised if Mo's numbers were worse or anything close to being below great when Jota's in there. But I have thought like recently he's been like kind of, you know, obviously slowed down from the start in Champions League and in the league. He's kind of just been like wider, you know. It almost hurts him that he's just like such a team player. You know, the job at hand is like, you just get chalk on your boots, occupy three defenders wide, you know, shuffle the ball inside and Liverpool keep winning, he'll just do that. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, you watch back like the Southampton game or the highlights even, like he could have like triple returned.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if there's much to it.
I mean, it's also, you know, I don't know how much you're going to, what are you looking to prove to say like he's better or worse than with Jota, right?
I guess it's just captaincy.
I mean, he's obviously worse when Jota's playing than when Bob's playing because Jota is actively bad at passing and creating chances. And all he does is press and score run into goals. The central areas and get into those scoring positions. So by definition, like he's taking up spots that Mo could be taking up and not passing because he doesn't pass. So that's bad, right? I mean, that is the like for like switch. So yes, but Mo is still stats off the page, like still creating, still getting a lot of shots with Jota in the team. He's been like getting all these, he fucking returns every game.
Yeah.
So, you know, that also is kind of ridiculous to say, you know? So,
yeah, I guess it's just cap. I think that would be like the only time this argument would be applicable to FBL would be like Bob's out. Mo's going to have like less scoring chances. If this is the conclusion that you come to, maybe I'll look elsewhere for a cap. But anytime I think about not capping Mo, I go back to what you were just saying with City. It's just like no team in the league is Liverpool this season in terms of scoring. Like no one's close to their attack right now. It just seems like they're going to score four every game. And until that's not the case, it's really hard for me to be like, I'm going to captain, Spurs guy or a Chelsea guy or Vardy or, you know, whoever who are just like,
you have no idea what they're going to give you on any given day.
And I feel like the team's going to score maybe two unless, you know, Bachman's in goal or whatever. But
yeah. Mo's blanked once all year. It's just, he keeps, you know, returning every game and, you know, coming close to double return games every game. And it's a joke. So yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that, you know, that, you know, it's very frustrating, you know, watching Jota with Mo because Jota is just only does one thing. And, you know, it just makes the whole team. Mo definitely is more a creative. I mean, it's even with Mane. Like, Mane is not, you know, he doesn't love passing. I mean, Mo definitely takes on more, I think, of a creative, like, outlet when it's him, Mane, and Jota because Jota can't and Mane seemingly hates to.
Yeah. No, Mo's creativity has always been kind of underrated. Like,
Liverpool, dude, he has nine assists.
I know. Yeah, no, he's just like, when we're flowing, he's just a monster. He's an absolute monster. What a fucking player he is.
Yeah.
What's up with the premium forwards? I mean, Gub said, with Ronaldo not certain to start, Spurs still being poo, is Vardy the last man standing for premium forwards, or do we just fuck them all off? I mean, Lukaku came back as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're a Kane owner. I think a lot of people have Kane. You absolutely hold for Brettenham Norwich, but any of those names move the needle for you? Like,
I mean, I've had like Ronaldo, Lukaku, and Kane for the last, you know, since game week four, basically, or so. And I think I've gotten one goal from all of them combined.
Yeah, I think that's right.
If you know, they've ruined my season. You know, I mean, if I had to point to one thing, it's that.
Yeah, putting that much money and your wild card and transfers points into that. Yeah.
When I could have had Dennis, and he's gotten more points than all of them combined for fucking $2 million, however much he costs.
Dennis is a god. Yeah.
But, you know, it's obviously also really illogical and not helpful to throw some generalization on, like, premium forwards are bad forever because they haven't scored over the, like, it's like, all right, dude, like, relax.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, Kane's got the good couple fixtures coming up. So if they play, you know, I don't know, it might snow in London. So we'll see. Ronaldo. Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, they're a fucking mess. I don't know. I need to see... They didn't function today at all. I need to see them play well for, like, one game before I even, you know, open their team page up in FPL. I don't think I've done that for at least a month.
Yeah.
And Lukaku, you know, just... I need to see... I want to see it now. You know, I know he's a world-class player, but... There is something to just the way that the system plays. And, you know, we were kind of murmuring about it when we both owned him, about how he just occupied center backs and didn't move and just came and pulled deep a little bit, you know, laid off, and then the fucking wing back score every goal.
Yep.
You know, and I need to, you know, I don't really know if that's going to change, you know, and until it does, then I don't want to spend money on that player really. And he's not even on pens. So, you know, there's not a lot to like there. So, you know, yeah, the names don't really fill you with confidence. And, you know,
Vardy is, you know, we've spent so many years talking about Vardy and how, you know, if you get him, you just like make your bed with him and fucking hold him because you never know when the goals are going to come. His goals were ridiculous against Watford and, you know, he'll finish with a lot of them. He's fine. He's totally fine. He's always fine.
Yeah, you just have to hold him. You know, he's not someone that you know, jerk in and out.
Yep.
Don't even consider that he's in your team. Just, you know, I have Vardy. I'm a Vardy owner, and you know, I mean, if you do cap, you know, Godspeed.
I don't even know.
He does score against the shitty ass teams, you know.
I guess, yeah.
There is something maybe there, you know, if you home Newcastle in a few games.
Yeah, I like that.
But, yeah, I mean, the names are dwindling.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mane and Mo are about to fucking go to Africa for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Lukaku thing is the most interesting, I mean, just from, like, a football perspective, because it just shows how, like, delicate team structure and build up and scoring moves are, that you can't just drop someone as good as Lukaku into a already really good Chelsea team of last season and it doesn't just like automatically work and they're fucking amazing. It's just like really interesting to watch that develop over the season.
Yeah.
Because when Kai's in, they score goals and win games. Doesn't really matter what he does in terms of his goal scoring. The team plays well every time.
Yes, I mean, it's the movement, you know.
Yeah. Movement and passing and just all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, today, you know, you watch Timo play and they just don't function. And it's, you know, it's no surprise. We've been watching this for 2 years now.
Yeah.
But it's very...
Especially startling. Like alone. Oh, God, they were fucking... That game was rip your eyes out. Just awful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, Tuchel's lucky there's a game, you know, tomorrow, but... This was the worst game that he had as a manager since he got there, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, he left the subs too late. The team was wrong. And, you know, the plan was just really fucked. And it was almost like he was surprised that Man United did the thing that, you know, Man United did last year, the year before, nonstop, which is just park a bus and do nothing.
Yeah.
And they created more chances for Man United than they did for their own team.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, Ole's assistant did the Ole thing. It's like fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, no Mount, ridiculous. No Kai was ridiculous. I mean, unless if Kai was...
Unless he's hurt, yeah.
There's just no point, you know. I'm sorry, just don't put him on the bench, you know, if he can't play. You know, you would have... He didn't even sub him.
The
know?
Mind I mean, games, just, dude.
Yeah, but Carrick has a fucking mind, you know.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I mean, Cho, Loftus Cheek was so bad, so slow with the ball. It was just so ponderous. The whole game was just Ziyech played really badly. And again, the subs, you know, could have made a sub at half and then another one at 60, you know, would have probably won him the game.
Yeah, probably win. Yeah.
Leaving him out so late, it's just, there's so many things that were so ridiculous. And, you know, Jorginho is obviously disgusting. And, yeah, it was just really bad.
We've said it before, but he'll have one of the greatest all-time low-light reels.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a fucking good player. He's a really good player and, like, vital to the Chelsea team. But
he gets caught out.
His errors are just...
They're so bad.
Like, astronomically bad, hysterical fuck-ups. Yeah.
I thought Barkley, I thought, could have subbed on. I mean, I don't know.
They have so many options.
Pulisic plays 10 minutes. Like, Loftus-Cheek, Ziyech, Cho, Werner, 0 out of 10s. All of them.
It's like...
They were all so bad.
Cup team or some shit. Like,
it was like a League Cup. Like, you know, it was just... I don't know. I would be interested to see. I hope they have some Chelsea people on the on Coach Home or something. So I would be interested to hear some Chelsea people that are plugged into. Because I was surprised, because it was the kind of game that I don't expect from Tuchel, because I think he's a good manager.
Yeah.
When it was just so, like, the things were so obvious, screaming out. It was like, you know, like Vieira like keeps playing like Milivojevic and Kiate. It's like, how much longer is this going to happen?
Another game.
Like, great. You know, it's like, what, why? It's mind blowing.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Alonso was good though.
Yeah, I mean, he should keep starting. He didn't do anything wrong. He was good, and
maybe their best player.
Yeah. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah.
I was kind of wondering about the whipping boys, which is sort of like touching on the new managers also, because, you know, Norwich all of a sudden back-to-back wins. I mean, Kaylee put it when he posted the XG as probably their best defensive performance in like 4 or 5 years. They just held Wolves to absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Still.
Is that...
Yes, it is.
But they're playing a fucking shitty-ass team with one attacker.
They play Wolves every year. They're in the Premier League and have never done anything close to this. And they play worse teams than Wolves and don't do this. You know, Dino's doing something.
Wolves fucking suck.
Oh my God. They can't attack. But, you know, and then Villa, all of a sudden, you know, they're not playing expansive attacking football, but they look tight. They're hard to break down. They limited Palace. I don't know. It's just kind of like a mental change that I feel like we all have to make. And... Yeah, I look at Watford and Newcastle now as the teams where I'm like, that's who I want to captain against. Yeah. Number one and 1A and 1B are those two teams now.
I agree with you completely. I still feel like Leeds are diabolical, and I feel like been getting like lucky or something. They've been catching teams at like the right time or something. Like, they have had just come off like a pretty good fixture run.
Yeah,
but they're... teams that they are playing, the players that they are putting on the fucking field are laugh out loud funny.
Yeah.
They're not Premier League teams. They're not even like championship. They're just fucking insane.
They just don't get battered. You know, game week one, they give a 5 to Man United. Game week 4, they concede 3 to Liverpool. No other more than 2s. Tons of 1s. They concede one goal a game for fun. Like,
but that's like, they've had like such, I don't know how they've played. It seems like they've played their fixtures have been so good though. Like, they haven't played any good teams since like Liverpool game week 4, basically.
I guess, the answer is from 16 on, they're at Chelsea, at City, home Arsenal, at Liverpool.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, they could concede 15 in those 4.
Yes.
I feel like they're getting away with it. But yes, I agree with you, definitely. Watford, I mean, well, Bachmann is he's not a good player.
Some of those were not his fault though. I know that everyone is saying like he was so bad on those, but like the fucking idiot guy who let the ball drop over his head, like what world is that on Bachmann? Like,
no, I mean, that's fine, but the first four games of the season.
No, yes.
Yours truly had it. I mean,
yes.
He's fucking
the data does not shine brightly on him. He seems like he's really bad. I just don't think today was like Bachman diff. Like Foster would have like, you know, held down the fort and they win that game or some shit.
No, no, definitely. Definitely not. But yeah, I mean, the midfield, like, this is the thing we've been talking about with them, right? Is that just their midfield has been really, you know, really lackadaisical defensively. They have the old guy who is banned.
Yeah.
You know, Luza played well the other day, but they don't have, like, good play. You know, Sissoko's, he goes on adventures all the time.
Yeah, yeah. He's not, like, defensive, really.
Yeah. Their midfield is just not stout at all, and they don't have the personnel to play a stout midfield. Yeah. So they kind of have to do this thing, which is play open, you know, concede a lot and try and score a lot. And
it's actually like, I think it speaks very highly of Ranieri that he's like going with this because of what you just said. Like, I just, if they tried to like hunker down and just be a nightmare, like
clean sheet, just lose 2-0 every
year. Yeah. Like their defenders are really bad. Yeah. Their keepers are bad. Their midfield's bad. Yeah. It just like wouldn't work. And Dennis is popping off. King looks good. Like, you know, Sar was out, but, you know, he's good. And Cucho. And they just have, like, some young, fun guys. And, yeah. They're such a good team to captain against because they're just going to try and outscore you.
Yeah. And Newcastle, too. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know if they can outscore anyone, but
they're going to try.
Oh, my God. That was really, really... Well, I mean, okay. The Leeds performance against Brighton was special. They were so bad. But Newcastle against Arsenal was actually insane. That was a performance of professional men playing football in the Premier League. They were insane how bad they were. It was like almost like Chelsea today, almost as bad as Chelsea today.
And he had
every single player on their one of their players was awful.
He put pen to paper and was like, "This is the 11." To go to Arsenal and win.
and it's just John Joe taking 7 shots, no one else shoots, and they just can't
play. Let's take St. Max like far away from the box and as wide as possible, our best player.
St. Max left back. Don't even get in a place to be an out ball. Just get the ball in our own third.
Yeah. Yep.
Callum, dive in the box every time you get in there. Just dive. That's all you're allowed to do. Just dive. Insane. So, I mean, that was watching that, you know, they have Norwich and then Brenham coming up, you know, do you even want a piece of that?
I'm still Callum and St. Max curious.
Yeah. Or well, they're Burnley, not Brenham. Sorry.
Just because of the, you know, they have to win. Like they just have to score and they have to win. Like they're in 20th. Like Norwich is no longer in 20th. Like that is the most shocking thing.
Yeah.
You could ever say about a team with the way Norwich played the first 10 matches of the season.
Yeah.
They still don't have a win. Newcastle. Yeah.
Jonjo did look really good, though. I fucking love him so much. He's so good. He's just
what
so
an
good.
Amazing, legendary player that we get to watch his entire career. And he's just so weird and it's really good at a few things and absolutely abysmal at everything else.
He's great.
You'd love to see it. He was probably just banging them in from 25 yards for fun.
I mean, that one save that Rammers had was
that was nuts. Insane.
The fingertip to the bar.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I think, you know, also coming back to the beginning of your point there on reallocating our minds to Villa and what was the other one?
Norwich,
yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not there on Norwich yet. I just think that the players are really bad and they are just bouncing in this moment.
Yeah.
I don't think that, you know, the names on the backs of the shirts are going to really like over the long haul, like continue to play well, you know, week on week.
I agree. No, it's still a good fixture. It's just not maybe.
Yeah. Maybe not banker. Yeah. I mean, I think it's still out of control good for a clean sheet, but you know, they have been playing better defensively. So, you know, in terms of them bending over and conceding like 4 or 5, they are, you know, getting healthier again. And, you know, well, Norman, that could be a problem because he's like been their best player. But yeah, defensively, it looks like, you know, that they're not the absolute worst thing in the world. But I still think they're bad. But
yeah.
Yeah. Villa, though, I mean, what's up, Dennis?
No, I was just going to say, go back to Dennis really quick. Just because we had Owen run in. He said, Dennis at 5-3 and 11% ownership. Is that being under discussed? Watford are a wild ride, but currently swinging on their way down. And Dennis is one less point than Antonio. I mean, Dennis is doing insane things right now.
They have Chelsea and City coming up. So, you know, relax on that. But he should have had more than two returns today, you know? Yeah. I mean, he was everywhere. He was just fucking shitting all over King from a FPL standpoint, you know, King getting the pen.
The pen, but
he's also a fucking mad lad. He's like, he rips his shirt off when he already has five yellows and then the game's well over.
Why not?
Because he can't control himself, but...
That's what they love about him.
Yeah, no, I mean, 5-3 after the City game... You know, I mean, what do you, how could you concoct an argument that he's not a fine starter?
Absolutely.
You cannot do that.
I totally agree. I said that from like day one, just because we never get a starting forward at five.
Well,
like, it's very, very, very rare.
He was in his somewhat reverse out of position, but
Yeah,
no, 5 million starting forward is very rare. I mean,
and then
last year with Brewster.
We kind of just lucked out that they hired Ranieri and are playing in this style. Yeah, it's like it's just all of these things coming together that make it a really just great pick. I mean, my brother's team has gotten him auto sub back to back weeks because my brother's team, that's just the type of stuff that happens to my brother's team. But, yeah, I mean, bench guy or fucking starter is pretty good. He's gotten a 14 and a 10 auto sub back to back from Dendale.
It's pretty good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, after City, you know, it's the kind of thing that you could look at your team and try and, you know, future plan for, okay, well, I can, you know, put a really cheap, this really cheap spot in my 11th spot to, you know, plump out the rest of my team, you know, and go for that. And, you know, I think, you know, I have to do more like looking into him versus King because they're kind of the same price. They're only 0.3 different, you know, and I am inclined to think like King's better, but that is probably just because I'm like, I know him better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually like
his numbers are a lot better. King's.
Yeah. He has had really good. I mean, today Dennis was out of control. King was kind of decoying his life away, but it was a weird game today, to be fair. So, you know, I mean, I think they're, I mean, even maybe even both of them. I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't even seem that crazy. But you were going to say something about Villa. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of the worst attacking fixtures in the league now. They played with one and a half attackers. They had
pretty much
Bailey
and Ollie.
0.5 and, 0.5 and Ollie.
Oh, come on. Ollie's an attacker.
He's just a presser, you know. as long as he's doing this, you know, it's just the worst, one of the worst, you know, attacking fixtures by a lot. Really, really boring to watch them play.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh
awful,
my God.
Awful game. It's just I can't really believe it was like second on match of the day. And I was like, why is this here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, there's not much to say about them. I think it would be more, it's interesting because they have like the bad fixtures for the next few. So it's like, you know, when they get better in game week 17, they have Norwich and then they have a pretty good run starting from 17. Is he still going to be playing with all these defenders? Right. So you want the defenders or is he going to start playing with the attackers? And then we have to like try and figure out, you know, who's a good attacker and who's like, is Ollie going to be good? Maybe.
Yeah. Like, I think he that's could be. Exactly. I think you're nailing it. That's like absolutely the thing to watch because right now, if you were to project, you would say target and like maybe even Ashley Young who plays double out of position. Like, is he just their left winger now? Because he's a 4-7 defender in the game.
Yeah. He's like a bad Lamptey.
He takes their freeze and shit. And it's like ridiculous. But yeah, no, I think what you're saying is absolutely right because
Young can't.
We don't really know like what Stevie's final form is, but yeah, he came in and said, you know, when I talked to Derek on Friday My Life, he was like, he said he's going to just like tighten it up. That's first thing. And so that's exactly what he's doing. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And Saw, yeah. Saw just gets fucking 20 points a game too. We mentioned Wolves D on the last pod, but you don't want to, you don't want your FPL players going up against Wolves. Saw is a fucking monster. Absolute monster.
Yeah, I don't know.
Saw's gotten a save point in every game except two.
Yeah.
And the two he didn't were Brentham Newcastle, because it's fucking Brentham Newcastle.
I don't know. I mean, Wolves are back in my blind spot.
They are weird. They're definitely weird. Any other games you want to talk about? I mean, we were light on questions. It's fast turnarounds are weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Liverpool game was, you know, what we expect. I mean, I thought our team or my team was, you know, really upsetting.
Yeah.
You know, our balance is like really fucked up, and you know, it's really Vieira is starting to get a little bit on my nerves, because you know, he's just, I feel like he's kind of like sticking with principles or something, or just like being like really stubborn and not, you know, really, I don't know. It's just like, he does like really weird things. Like Kuyate Milivojevic is just, it's just insane. You know, I don't understand how anyone with, you know,
it's really bad,
that's watched football games before watches them play a game and says like, oh yeah, this can work. Like in what world can it work? It cannot work. It doesn't work at all.
Well, especially with how you guys have been playing for the previous 11 games, that's more to the point, I feel like, because it's like, you know, if he was trying to tighten up, or you guys were on a bad run and he's switching it up and putting them in, it's like, whatever, he's trying stuff. But like the way Maka and Gallagher were working together with a holder behind them was working, and you guys are fucking awesome and picking up points, and then he does this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that, I mean, you know, Tompkins, he played fine, you know, he's fucking James Tompkins, but you know, you still look at the team, it's like, okay, Kuyate is a better center back than James Tompkins. So, you know, why wouldn't you just put him at center back, which is what he's been doing for the last 2 years,
right?
And then play Milivojevic, and, you know, play Gallagher, and then play Schlupp, you know?
Yeah, even if you hate Will Hughes, play Schlupp. Yeah.
I mean, play fucking anybody else. You know, it's just, but, you know, you take the passer out with Anderson in the back. So we only have Gehi. You have Kuyate in there. You can't fucking pass. So our spine can't pass, and Milivojevic can't move. So he's like, gets some play. It's a mess. It's a fucking mess. It was just ridiculous.
It was a really bad game.
And, you know, he subbed too late. And, you know, Eze was really, really bad. You know, I get it. You know, he hasn't played for a year. But, you know, don't play him for 30 minutes. You know, subs Edward for 5 minutes all the time. You know, but give Eze 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, the game is in the balance. You know, don't throw him on to try and win it for you when he hasn't played in a year. You know, he was just terrible. There were just so many issues.
The City and Wolves results were incredible. And then back-to-back, pretty bad with the Burnley 3-3, where you guys were just a fucking mess, and the Villa game was awful. So, and I mean, a little bit of a downswing right now, but you do have Leeds.
Yeah, we have Leeds, but I mean, to me, it's, you know, I'm back to, he needs to prove to us that he can pick the right team, because, you know, without MacArthur, he's playing these two shithouses, and, you know, I don't believe he's not going to do it again. I expect him to do it again, which is upsetting to say, but, you know, that's what my feel is. You know, I feel like he's going to start Milivojevic, he's going to start Kuyate again.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's what he's going to do, then we're not going to function.
Yeah.
So
seems bad. I'm worried about us. Gallagher and Benteke and Will Foners for sure.
Yeah. I mean, Benteke is just bad, period. He just gets away with it. He shouldn't be playing. He should not be starting. He shouldn't have been starting. He should never start. He shouldn't. I mean, if Edward's fit, he should never start. He shouldn't start. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, play Elise, play Schlupp at right wing. You know, you have Wilf, Edward, Schlupp. You know, now Eze's back. I use better than Benteke. Like, Benteke doesn't even...
I don't know about that. I'm going to have to draw the line at IU.
Benteke doesn't move. He stands up fucking... We concede two goals a game on set pieces every... He doesn't help there.
Yeah.
He doesn't move. He just stands still.
He scores some goals, though, you know?
But the problem is that all he can do is stand there for headers as a statue.
He's like your Ronaldo.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He's but the whole rest of the team wants to keep it on the ground.
Right.
And
right.
Like, I see what you mean. put Edward in there move players around and like you're a more dynamic team with so many more questions.
I mean,
to
I
ask.
Agree Edward's better, but I draw the line at IU. I don't know about IU.
I mean, I think that I would take IU on the right wing, Edward center, rather than Benteke and Edward. No question. No question. Okay. I would want IU.
I thought
over
you meant
Benteke.
IU like down the middle, like lone.
No, no,
striker.
No. Right wing.
Okay.
But Edward,
okay.
You know, Zaha.
Yeah, yeah.
Zaha,
I agree with
Edward.
That. I agree with that. At least and IU like fucking works and like presses and like does that kind of stuff. Yeah. He adds to the collective.
Yeah. And I mean, and Olise, he didn't play very well, but he was kind of isolated. We have so many options. It's upsetting because we have like the pieces and he's just like, I'm like, God, I just like,
yeah,
he's got so fucking pissed off.
That's all good, dude. It's still been like a great season though, you know, all things considered. So
I know
he'll figure it out.
And he keeps, all of a sudden he stops playing Edward.
Yeah, I know.
He's been our best player.
That was our best player.
Every start, every game he started, he's been our best player. I mean, Gallagher, but like in the front three, he's been our best front three players.
Yeah.
Every game, and he's just done that. He doesn't
play. Back to it. I believe.
I hope so.
Any other games you want to touch on, or should we just jump to our teams?
I don't know. Yeah, we're running long. I guess we can get out of here.
What are you looking at for moves?
Well, I mean, Foden. I don't know. What do you think I should do with Foden?
Well.
I don't have Jota still.
You should just obviously get Jota.
Should I just do that?
I've been saying for like the last three pods that he's the best pick in the game, and you should. Yeah. I mean, you should just do. I think everyone should just get Jota, number one priority.
Yeah. All right. So I'll do that, and then I'm thinking about taking a hit to get rid of Tony.
The thing with Jota is that there's the Bob injury, obvious, but I feel like no one else is talking about the fact that when the guys go away from AFCON, he's also nailed.
Yeah, for a couple.
He's gonna play. I mean, he should, in theory, play like 80% of the next like 10 fixtures.
Yeah, I think the more problematic thing there is like, are they going to be worth a damn when that's happening?
I still think he'll get chances and score goals.
Yeah, I mean he's cheap enough, but you know, I mean,
yeah.
I'm just as a counterpoint to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, Jota, great pick. So yeah, I mean, it seems like.
Unless you feel like hitting again and keeping Foden.
No, I'm planning on hitting.
So then if you want to keep Foden, then I have no problem if you hit someone else. I mean,
well, I still can't get him though, unless if I got rid of Son. Which I don't really want to do.
Yeah, that's tricky. I mean, getting rid of Son might not be bad, to be honest.
No, it might be fine, but...
He does have Brentham Norwich.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, this was kind of my...
And a double game week, I guess?
Yeah, well, probably not for a fucking long-ass time, so...
I have no idea.
I don't know. I did really want to try and do my best to be patient with Kane and Son for the good fixtures, so...
Yeah, I think we should. So I would do the Foden move. Yeah, I would do that.
All right. But I was also thinking about hitting Tony out because he seems like just a bad pick right now to me.
After a 9 and a 6?
Yeah, I mean, a pen where he didn't take a shot.
Yeah.
The team has been playing exceptionally poorly every single game, you know, for the last like month and a half.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Yeah.
They've been just playing really badly. And, you know, he's really good, but he's just doing hold up shit. And. It's nice during the pileup because you know he's playing every
minute.
That's kind of what I was gonna say.
Like for 6-7 nailed pens, he's not gonna light it up by any stretch of the imagination. But I feel like he's fine enough that like
unless there's someone you're really targeting.
Yeah.
Well, where I'm also at is like I'm not really wanting to just be okay with like I'm fucking doing so badly. So am I sitting here like, oh, I'm going to just plod along Spurs, not a great fixture. Oh, I'll probably get two. It's okay. Like, like fucking whatever. Yeah. Like I give a fuck.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Okay.
So I was looking at St. Max. I was looking at St. Max.
Yeah. I've been staring at St. Max.
Yeah.
Not just looking.
So, I mean, I could.
I'm stalking St. Max.
I could do that. I can do a
Kai Huang to Gundo St. Max. Like, I can just rip that. Yeah. How is that not good?
Yeah, that's good. Because, I mean, even Leicester is better than Norwich and Burnley. Leicester's the best fixture in the league. How are we not talking about that?
We actually haven't talked about that somehow. They have no idea what they're doing.
They're so bad.
They play like Watford. Which makes sense. Ryan Ranieri lineage.
They're so fucking bad. It's hilarious watching them play. Watching them defend is just ridiculous.
No idea what they're up to. No idea.
So
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. And that's what you're reasonable looking at too. Thing. Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I mean, something along the lines of Huang to Callum or St. Max, or maybe I'll find another forward that I'm interested in, but I don't think there will be another forward that I feel good with Dennis's fixtures. And then Kai out is very obvious at this point. I mean, yeah, I agree with your assessment that I think, like, I just don't think he was fit because it was just the most obvious Kai game ever. And he starts Timo up top by himself, which he never does.
They would have scored 4 goals if Kai played.
Easy.
I have no doubt.
In my mind. They dominate and destroy it. I mean, they did dominate.
They did destroy it. It was a ridiculously non-competitive game.
They missed or got every shot blocked.
Well, all of their good chances went to their fucking center back, Rudiger, which is their big problem.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking at. I'll look around and see if there's another forward or mid that I want more, but I don't think there
could
is
you,
off the top
could
of my head.
Wait, because you're going to keep Jim. Wait, so you're going to keep Jim. And you're going to keep Broja?
Well, Broja's just like a bench guy, whatever. I don't care. Yeah. And then next week, after Burnley, I'll get rid of Jim. So I guess I should figure out who I want for Jim next week and make sure I have money for them. Because Jim has home Burnley, which is incredible fixture, even for Wolves. And then he's an urgent fucking get rid of immediately.
Next week.
Yeah, for game week 15.
Okay.
So that's when I'll do Jim out.
Okay.
So I could also just like do Kai to Gundo float, knowing that I'm going to need a transfer for Jim in 15, you know?
Yeah, like.
And then I have a mill in the bank. Huang's home Burnley. It's not that bad.
I think that's better.
It's probably better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's better.
It's like.
I mean, you. I think you need to get rid of Bumo too. He's fucking awful.
Well, he's just probably going to ride the bench. That's the thing. The position that my team is in is like, I don't need to rely on Bumo.
Yeah.
For starter. And like, yeah he's just going to keep hitting the crossbar and getting 2-pointers, but he's still a good bench guy. Like, he's a fucking really good bench guy. So
no, he's not, but.
You know what I mean?
He's a bench guy.
On paper. On paper, good bench guy.
Yeah. I think I prefer that.
Yeah, that's a lot smarter, I think. Yeah. I'm just like, you know, I see the Newcastle and I'm just like, oh, maybe they're gonna just fall, but yeah, I should probably calm down.
Yeah. I wasn't joking, but Lamptey is an actually ridiculous pick.
Incredible pick.
Absolutely. I mean, he's such a good pick. I mean, he's just The advantage of subbing early is so good for the defender to bank
so
potential
good.
Get out of garbage time conceding because they don't score, so they're always in a tight game. And I mean, he was legitimately getting into positions that he was playing forward. Like if you didn't watch the game, you know, and even if you just caught highlights, but
the thing that you would say to me if I was talking about a Brighton forward right now is that you forgot he plays for Brighton. I don't disagree. I think he's an amazing pick, but it's not like the assists are going to like start piling up or something like that.
No, I mean, but at the same time, I mean, he's 4-4.
Yeah, it's
he's cheap. I mean, he's their best player.
Why is he 4-4?
Well, I don't know. He started 4-5. He was injured. He dropped the price thing, but you know, I don't know, but he's their best player also,
he's so good.
He's so much. This was the best game I've ever seen him play.
Really? Like, yeah. I mean, I feel
easily, like... easily. And, you know, we owned him last year, like for a long, basically when he was fit, we owned him. This was the best game I've ever seen him play.
I just think he's an amazing player. Actually, he's amazing player.
He's amazing.
He really
is. He's so fucking good.
He really is. So, he's going on the podcast cover art. There's no question.
Yeah. I mean, the fixtures, they have West Ham, Southampton, which is good. Well, West Ham's really good too. West Ham haven't played well for 2 months. Spurs, Wolves, you know, Man United, Brentham. He, you know, they play with fucking seven defenders and they just try and kill games. They don't score.
Yep.
They only have like four or five cleans on the season, not any great shakes. But when you have him, you know, playing double out of position with the chance of having 75, 70 minute clean sheets
on the, it's just, it's, on the, you know, whatever they are, fifth best defense in the league or, yeah, fifth, and, you know, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, Webster was, it was very, very windy, the game against Leeds. Webster was very bad. He was so bad in possession. It was crazy how many fucking times he was passing to Leeds. But this was the first game also they play with their best back five. They have no Duffy. Duffy's finally on the bench. Yeah. They're fit. You know,
Veltman is sort of the key because he like slides so effortlessly to basically just right back when they're in possession, he can move the ball up, and he's really key to what they do.
He has some form of recovery pace.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So I mean, they have their back three. You know, they have Lamptey and then Cucurella. I mean, Basuma's fit. Like they could go on a good, you know, little run right now
of cleans,
you know, of keeping stuff, some cleans and shit. I feel like Lamptey is just like a cheat code. Like I feel like he's fucking insane.
Just don't feel like I'm getting that far ahead if I were to say do Ben White to Lamptey.
I think you would be.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge upgrade.
I don't think so. I think you're
relying on Rammer's worldies for these cleans, and White hasn't had a fucking attacking return in his life.
Yeah.
So
I don't expect him. Yeah. No, but I don't really expect him for Lamptey.
But okay, that's fine, when you watch that, you expect him to get attacking return in that game. You watch that game, that's like 9 out of 10 times there's an attacking return in that game.
Wild card or, you know, in made-up believe land, make-believe land, 1 million out of 1 million times I take Lamptey over Ben White. No question. Yeah. I just don't know if a guy who very, very rarely is going to start for me, only in a good fixture, in the way that my team is currently constructed, will very rarely start for me. I mean, he came off the bench this week, but I just don't know if like doing my 4-4 to a way better 4-4 is like making my team much better than having an extra transfer next week when I'm like potentially double moving Jim out or whatever. Yeah. It's a tough call. I'm just not sure.
I understand. I mean, so one thing I want to go back to is like expecting, like, okay, you know, semantics of what the word expect means is one thing, fine. But when you watch Lamptey play, like he has very good chance of getting an attacking return any single game he plays. Yes,
absolutely.
He gets no garbage time goals, good defense. Like, he has so many things going for him. White is so limited. Like, he's just such a limitation of, you know, okay,
two best or case, they keep a clean. Seven.
Yeah,
that's two basically or, his yeah, range.
Two or seven, where Lamptey looks at, I mean, he could have two assists this weekend. He created, you know, two or three big chances. I mean, he's upsides of 15, you know, and when he still plays well, he gets bonus points. You know, he's just a much better pick there. And then you could reshuffle your money to put that White spot as Lamptey in a start every week spot, and then, you know, shed some money off the bench, and then, you know, turn Bumo into, you know, Gundo and Bilva or something. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, is just something.
It's an interesting reshuffle to consider.
Lamptey's worth putting in your 11. I think in FPL, he's very, very, very good. Like, very good pick.
I think I'm also a little bit scarred because I expect him to just, like, be injured every game.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? Yeah. He gets injured, you just transfer him. Fine.
Yeah.
But right now, he's...
Yeah. While he's rolling.
It was really ridiculous. It was a really ridiculous performance. I mean, his movement, he was running inside and outside of Firpo. Firpo should have gotten two yellow cards in the first half. Didn't get the second one.
He had to get ripped the fuck off.
He ripped him off at halftime. he was just, it was ridiculous. You know, it was really just insane. He was, and they were double teaming. He was still running fucking red, them all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, Lamped. I think Lamptey's, you know, it's
Lamptey's. We got to bring the Lamptey out back to Discord is what this all means to me.
He's
such a little fucking legend. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to think about that. We got two new signups, two new asses to slap or flying right now. We got Bent Schleipfenbauer and someone called That's Not Where I Parked My Car. Good job, but you don't slap that ass. All right, bro. Next game week is, you know, very fucking soon. It's like 36 hours from now or something. Yeah. Any last words?
Mets and Max Scherzer are close to finalizing a multi-year contract.
That's a last word for you. All right, see you tomorrow, brother. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. Support us at patreon.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, rate, review, and share.